Chapter 8. Svalbard. There are people shouting. I don't know how they got into our house. Mum and Dad will make them go away. I will stay here in my bed and wait for it to go quiet. I hear heavy boots on the floor and doors being closed loudly. I open my eyes and try to stay calm. I am 17 and I kissed a boy on a beach. I have woken in a strange new world. I reach for my notebook. This is Svalbard. I feel scared to be here, but that doesn't matter, because today I will surprise Drake. I have to find him immediately, because my parents will soon realize that I am not at home. They might be coming home from France today. According to my notebook, breakfast is sometime around now. My phone says it's 7:30 a.m. I will have some breakfast, and then I will find my boyfriend. I get up and open the curtains. I can see deep blue sky. I am in the Arctic. Everything looks fresh and clean, and I feel amazing. I lock my bedroom door and see two boys locking theirs. One of them says good morning to me as he passes. They run outside, shouting to other boys. Maybe they were making all the noise. I go into a big room where people are eating breakfast. I want to sit with someone, but no one is on their own, so I put my handbag on an empty table and go to collect some food. This is a strange breakfast, but I'm very hungry, so I fill my plate. I take dark brown bread, cheese, fish, and a few vegetables. I manage to get coffee from a machine and carry it back to my table without dropping it. Nobody looks at me. I sit down and drink my watery coffee. Then I realize someone is standing opposite me. May I sit here? She says, looking at the seat. I nod and smile. She puts her handbag on the seat and goes to get some breakfast. She wears little round glasses and warm clothes. Everyone here is wearing warm clothes, except for me. Hi, the girl says when she returns. I'm Aggie. I'm Flora, I tell her. She has an egg and some fish on her plate. From England? She asks. Yes, I say. Are you Norwegian? No, I'm from Finland, she says. Are you in Spitsbergen alone? I am. Not many of us are alone here. I'm here to visit someone, I say. Oh, so you are not actually alone, she says sadly. I am now, I say. I didn't tell him that I'm coming. I'm going to find him today. You came all this way as a surprise, and now you need to find this person, Aggie says. That's right, I say. Why are you here? I am pretending to be normal, and I think I'm managing it. This is very exciting. Oh, I love to travel. I have a website where I write about the places that I travel to, Aggie tells me. My website is called Adventures of a Girl on the Road. Today I'm going on a bus around the town. That sounds good, I say. I would like to go too, but I'm going to find Drake today. I kissed him on the beach and fell in love with him, so I'm going to find him. And maybe I won't go home. Maybe I'll stay here with him forever. I stop and breathe. That did not sound normal. Aggie is eating her breakfast and watching me. She looks at my face for a long time. Then she looks at my hands. She sees, Flora, be brave, and I am in Svalbard. I look down at my hand too and feel silly. Wow, she says. You are an interesting girl. You must like this boy, Drake.
I love him, I tell her.
How will you find him? She asks.
I suppose I'll walk into town and ask people if they know him. I know that he studies at the university and is working at a satellite station, I say.
I can ask people on my bus today. If you don't find Drake, perhaps I will see you here tonight, says Aggie.
I have to find him today, I say.
Aggie finishes her coffee and stands up. I hope you find him. Have a great day, Flora.
Thanks, I say. You too.
I write Aggie's name on my arm, and in my notebook I write, look for Aggie at the guest house this evening if I am there. Now I am outside, in my fur coat and running shoes. The sky is a deep blue with no clouds. The air is cold and clear. Here I am, Flora Banks, walking down the road in the Arctic town of Longyearbyen. I have a map from the guest house and I am walking towards town. I am going to the place where Drake must be and I will find him. I am excited to see his face when he sees me here. It takes me 20 minutes to walk into town. I go into a shop that sells things to wear in freezing weather, and a woman with grey hair and pink cheeks walks towards me. She says something in a language that I don't understand. I'm looking for a pair of boots to wear, I tell her in English, and she immediately starts to show me boots. I like these ones, I say, pointing to a brown pair with fur inside.
I'll get them in your size, says the woman. She is very helpful.
When I pay for them, I ask her, do you know a boy called Drake Andreasen? He studies here.
Drake, she says. Have you asked at the university?
I'll try that, I say. Can I wear the boots now?
Of course, she says.
The nice woman gives me a bag for my old running shoes, and I set off for the university to search for Drake.